From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A survey of about 200 U.S.-based registered dietitians shows 86% of those polled recommend blueberries frequently or always. The survey by Folsom, California-based U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council found 88% say blueberries are rich in vitamins and minerals, 85% say one cup of blueberries are a good source of fiber, and 78% cited plant polyphenols. The Packer.com reports research shows a cup of fresh blueberries daily for those with metabolic syndrome improves heart health. In the latest World Ag Supply and Demand estimates, USDA lowered production forecasts for 2019 and 2020 due to slower than expected growth in milk per cow. For 2020, the USDA tells MilkBusiness.com, cheese, butter, and whey price forecasts are reduced on demand weakness and relatively high stocks, while Class 3 and Class 4 prices are down from the previous month. The 2019 all milk estimate is unchanged at 1860, but for 2020, the forecast is reduced to 1925. With the Phase 1 China trade deal official, farmers are expecting more positive momentum in the markets, but they shouldn't expect an extension of the market facilitation program. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells AgWeb.com, we've been telling producers all along they shouldn't expect a 2020 MFP after the president delivers trade instead of aid. But, he asks, with markets opening to China and soon to Mexico and Canada, will it happen fast enough?
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.